The Arizona Mirror filed a public records request for emails sent during former Secretary of State Michelle Reagan's tenure in office, but when current Secretary of State Katie Hobbs' office searched for the information, they found the emails for Reagan, along with some top staffers, seemed to have been deleted. The missing emails surprised Hobbs' staff, and they referred the matter to the Arizona Attorney General's office. And that's where we'll begin with Jeremy Duda, associate editor for the Arizona Mirror, who broke this story. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So you requested these emails. What were you looking for on the specific dates? We're talking late 2018. What was going on in the Secretary of State's office at that point?
Late 2018, obviously the 2018 election was going on. I was looking for some emails related to that, stuff regarding the election in Maricopa County, which of course has been the source of a lot of dispute, very contentious, a lot of acrimony surrounding that. So I got some emails back and requested the emails from then Secretary Reagan, some top staffers, and sent it back. And there were no emails from Secretary Reagan regarding the election in Maricopa County in October and November. And I said, thought that's kind of strange, asked why. They said, well, as a matter of fact, we're having trouble really finding any emails from from some of these folks. And so then kind of put in a more broad-based request, and they gave me the opportunity to come and take a look at these folks' email inboxes. And for Secretary Reagan, her inbox was completely empty, except for some spam and other stuff that had come into that account after she left office in early January. Pretty much the same for former spokesman Matt Roberts, who had a few emails from like the very end of December when he left, but nothing before that. Another staffer may have some missing emails. A couple others who seemed like it might be problematic at first, they found their inboxes. They go back 6 months. There's kind of an automatic 6 month default retention schedule on a lot of those emails, so they automatically delete after 6 months. But for Secretary Reagan and for her spokesman, there was pretty much nothing for any of their tenure there.
Is this out of the ordinary? I mean, how long are officials supposed to keep emails in their inboxes after they've left office? Is this supposed to be something that's forever there?
It depends on the email. That's when you get into retention schedules for these records, things get kind of complicated because there's a retention schedule that applies to all state agencies and state government, as well as local governments here in Arizona. And then individual agencies and entities have their own retention schedules. And whether a record needs to be kept and for how long it needs to be kept, that depends really on what that record is, what it pertains to. And a lot of that's still getting sorted out. And especially since right now we don't know exactly what these emails were. And so it's kind of hard to say at this point what you know, what the retention schedule was, but it certainly seems clear that there should be some emails left over from Secretary Reagan and her spokesman.
And Jeremy, there's definitely, based on your story, Secretary Reagan was not all that excited about Secretary Hobbs doing this, and in fact, almost criticizing whether she and her IT people know how to find deleted emails. So tell us more about that.
Well, she insisted, what Secretary Reagan told me yesterday is that she deleted emails regularly, pretty much daily, from her inbox. She said she likes to keep an empty inbox, but those emails were kept elsewhere in the system, the delete folder in the Microsoft Outlook system, elsewhere in the IT system. Now, the IT folks up there at the Secretary of State's office, they've scoured the system, and what I've seen is what they've got, and what they've got for Reagan and Roberts is nothing, but Reagan insists that they should be there. They should be in the system. If they're not there, she suggested that this may be an inability of the new regime up there under Katie Hobbs to find this stuff. And if they can't find it, they may just be blaming her because she's not there. Or even questioned how I know that they didn't just delete all the emails themselves, which seems like kind of an odd accusation. Yeah. But she insists that nothing untoward happened, that she did not delete those emails from the system. Matt Roberts told me the same, that he didn't delete anything and his emails should still be up there.
Jeremy, we just have a quick moment on this. Is there anything, I don't want you to speculate as a journalist, but are there interesting things potentially in these emails?
It's hard to say. I mean, this was obviously during an election season. That period would cover that 6 months right now. That would cover the primary election, or at least the aftermath of the primary, and of course the whole general election season. And there's a lot of action going on with the elections, lawsuits, disputes with over election procedures.
Well, just to be a little bit jokey, I presume Steve Gaynor didn't have any personal emails to Michelle Reagan in there, right? At any point.
Probably not, but who knows?
Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, thanks as always.
No problem.